Dave Eustace, what are we doing with Tysonic today?
She's been unlucky this prep, to be honest, and I thought she'd be right there if she gets a bit of luck.
Which one's your best?
I'll go with Tysonic.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tysonic, driven out, just in front, and just won.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You bet you we do, and today we're on the synthetic at Pakenham, the place that waxed the poly, and it's a place that Troy Corson knows very, very well. Lots of winners at Pakenham. We love his work, and he's back with us on a Friday morning. Hello, Troy.
Morning, Half. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, pal. Nice to have you with us on a Friday morning, and you've got a couple for us to get our teeth into today. Race two, you've got two of them, which concerns me, always concerns me. You've got an unraised Zoo Star colt, Razu, number four, who's favourite at the tab, has been well back too, Troy. Then you've got Towner's Flyer, number six. Tell us about these two.
Razu, he's a really nice colt. I think it's a very strong race day today. It's a really good maiden. I think I've got about six tips in it, and all declared unbeatable, so hopefully we're one of them. But he's going really good. He's drawn nicely. Expecting to run a really good race, as long as he handles the synthetic.
Yep.
Town of Sly is a half to Montoya's Secret. He's going to probably need a little bit longer, but really nice horse. We raced him, actually, for a lot of the boys in for the Newtown Footy Club.
Oh, yes.
And he actually races in Grant Austin's original colours, so the horse is quite close to our heart.
Oh, great. That's race two, number four, and then race two, number six as well, Razu and Town of Fly. When you've got a Zoo Star colt, is there a temptation to try and get him up for a two-year-old campaign to see what they can do? Because they'd be worth a bit of money then.
Yeah, well, he was half, and he won a trial as a two-year-old by about 8 lengths here at Flemington. And we tipped him out and put him away, and we were going to bring him back for a blue diamond. We were going to try to.
Yep.
And he got really crook out in the paddock and nearly died. So
he took
about 4 months to get right, and he's just been a really slow work in progress.
Righto. So has he had jump outs coming into this?
Yes, he has. Yeah, he's had a couple of jump outs here at Flemington. His last one was very good, and I'd say that's why he is favourite today.
Right, that's Razu, race two, number four for that one. Then you've got race eight, number five. You've got to wait till the end of the program, Troy. You haven't planned this very well. Titan Blinders is running as well at a barrier seven. Another one firmly in the market. Second up today after a nice second at Moonee Valley upon resumption.
Yeah, he was stiff, really stiff at Moonee Valley. He ran a super race. And I expect him, he's won on the synthetic at Ballarat. So I expect him to be able to handle it today, and he should run a really big race today.
Well, that sounds to me like you've got two really good chances today, Troy. What would we do if you were me?
I'm gonna lean towards Titan Blinders, but only because I reckon the Razu race is just an absolute ripper of a maiden. I think there's going to be four or five really good horses coming out of it if everyone does their form properly, which I know the punters do. They'll look back at some trials and see some good first starters in there. So I'm not trying to put people off, but I'm saying being very wary because we're very short. We're a nice horse, but I think it's a terrific maiden.
Right. Well, that's not a bad thing. We've got 320 for Titan Blinders in race eight, and early in the early markets, we've got 225 for Razu. So we're actually getting better value with Titan Blinders back in the program.
He's safer.
Safer. I like safer on a Friday morning. Anything across the weekend we need to be across?
Morrissey should be able to bounce back, I reckon. He's drawn really good on Saturday at Caulfield. Back to handicap conditions, and he's probably our best for the weekend.
Well, Morrissey the best for Tim Corson's across the weekend. Mate, have a great day today. We always appreciate the time. Go get him.
Thanks, half.
Good man, Troy Corstens. Morrissey tomorrow, so a bit of a heads up. We'll have a chat about that with Dino after 7 o'clock. And then today, race 8, number 5, Titan Blinders is our investment on the spreadsheet. $3.20 in the early market at tab.com.au. If you want to have a play with Razu, you can. Race 2, number 4, but don't blame me if it doesn't go well. Big Dog has given us a call. This is quite unusual after the early mail situation. Dog, good morning.
Good morning, Stocky. Good morning, Superstar Whitey. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We're concerned, dog. You've taken the money of Whitey's mum, is what you've done. You've forced her into an investment she didn't want to make, and you've cost her cash. Are you proud of yourself?
The horse ran a respectable fit. last run race, it was never going to come from back there and win. So next start, hopefully, we'll fill our pockets back up. The reason I'm ringing is I want to vote for Whitey for Australian of the Year. Yesterday, pushed on, you had that little toothache and had to stay in bed and have a sleep. But Whitey soldiered on, doesn't have a day off. Look at him. A man for death. Australian of the Year.
Oh, look, you have no issues with me backing you up and supporting you there. Great courage shown by Adam White, in every respect. Now, admittedly, he's still fresh after his 15 months off last year with his pneumonia. So he's still a bit fresh on the back of that, but he is a trooper, no doubt the dog. I'll second that nomination. You get the paperwork done, send it through, and I will second that nomination for the great Adam White.
I'm sensing it's almost a bit of sucking up going on here because I know that both my wife and my mother have backed Big Dog's horse when he's issued the instructions to back it, and on neither occasion has the horse won.
Ah, right.
So that's what I'm slightly concerned about. I'm slightly concerned about both my wife and my mum backing horses on the basis of provincial type activity, with just the suggestion of a talkback caller, Big Dog. But
he's not talkback caller, he's family. Yeah. He's family, the dog.
No, he's part of the family, actually, he is, isn't he?
I tell you who you listen to when you want to back some horses. You listen to Dean Lester. Don't worry about the dog.